Hello, and welcome to the live webinar, Why 2014 is the Year Your Cause Needs to Go Mobile, presented by Raise Mobile and powered by Fundraising Success. I'm Caroline Farley, Associate Publisher of Fundraising Success, and I am pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a quick few tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the council marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We will be addressing select questions during and at the end of the webinar. You can send them in at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all of the widgets and bells and whistles on the council. Speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on this council do and how you can customize your experience today. Our speaker today is Dale Knoop, CEO of Raise Mobile. In 2003, Dale launched Mobi TV and in less than 1 year built it into the 10th largest cable operator in the U.S. In 2005, Dale won an Emmy for his work as general manager for Sprint TV, the first carrier-branded mobile live TV service. Dale founded Raise Mobile to help nonprofits easily and cost-effectively establish mobile engagement and fundraising using the latest technologies. And so without further delay, I'd like to turn things over to Dale. Dale, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Caroline, and thanks to the team over at Fundraising Success. I'm pleased to be presenting to you today. So all the attendees, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to join us in this webinar. As we get started, I'd like to show this slide as kind of a bit of a humorous slide, but this is the state of affairs today for many nonprofits. The age group in the upper left-hand corner is, for many, the age group that they're relying on. The age group in the lower right-hand corner is an age group that they will learn to rely on as the age group in the lower right-hand corner begins to be more engaged with nonprofits, and certainly they are today. We've heard from many of the millennial generation about their preferences, and I'll be sharing some of those data points with them today. The interesting thing about the older donors is that they are the only group right now that is growing in the use of online giving, and increasingly they're being driven to online giving via direct mail. So what you've got is, between both the groups, a predominance in use of the online channel, which, as Blackbaud reported this year, that this is the only channel in the nonprofit space that is growing. So as giving remains flat, the online channel is the one that's growing, and the online channel for both these groups is one that they will use. Obviously, more of the millennial generation uses this, but this is just a funny way to say, hey, you know, there's kind of two groups of people out there, and the practices of one may not work for the other. We always like to talk about how mobile and social these days are really the same thing. If you were to talk to the people at Facebook or the people at Twitter or the people at Snapchat or WhatsApp or any of those guys, they would say, yes, we are a mobile service. That mobile and social are always going to be intertwined. Those are mobile businesses. They are focused solely, pretty much these days, on what their mobile experience is like, and they're counting on mobile to be the growth engine for them. So as the quote says from Mr. Waddington, there's a generation coming where this is all they know. I ran into a young lady the other day, a customer that's coming on our platform, and she reminded me that she has no PC at home. And so I was thinking to myself, well, you live on your phone. And she goes, yeah, everything I do through my phone. And social media, as we all know, is not going away anytime soon. It's something that has become very diverse and very powerful. And as the slide shows, at the intersection of mobile and social, you do find these groups of people, and it does include boomers. So you can reach a wide swath of Americans of all age groups and ethnicities at the intersection of mobile and social. This slide is somewhat dated. The actual percentage right now is getting closer to 2 out of 3 have a smartphone. Certainly when you look at the millennial group, that figure skyrockets to 83% of millennials have a smartphone. But this is the world that we live in right now. And as smartphone growth has continued, so has the transference of what things people used to do on a PC are now being transferred over to their mobile phone. So this should be of no surprise. You can go to a live event that you chair, or just look at it and see it in your own life at sporting events or in meetings or wherever. 91% of adults have their phone in arm's reach 24/7. So when you think about being able to reach a diverse group of supporters, a large group of supporters, you want to be reaching them on the thing that they carry with them all the time. And frequently they're on it when you do reach out to them. And so this becomes, for many nonprofits that are on our platform right now, one of the preferred ways to reach people and certainly one of the preferred ways to raise money. This is one that is very eye-opening to me, and I hope you feel the same way about it. So 25% of Americans are only using the web through their phone. So when you think about that, that's obviously one in four, which coincidentally just happens to correspond to the size of the millennial generation in the United States of about 80 million people. The thing I always say to nonprofits is there was a day when this was maybe one in 10. Well, now it's at one in four. What happens when it gets to one in three? And certainly we are headed in that direction. It may take some time, but certainly the growth trajectory points to the fact that this is going to be one in three. And how long it takes, I don't know, but that should be very, very eye-opening to look at. If the online channel is the only one that's growing and increasingly people are going online only through their mobile phone, it almost mandates the fact that you've got to have a great mobile presence to share with your supporters and the ability to take mobile transactions, mobile donations through their phone. This is a slide that I love to show. So back in the days when I was doing TV at Sprint, that's the way it looked, you know, when you were in an audience at a live event, the 2005 view, and now look at 2013. Everybody's got a phone, and that one gentleman's got a large phone or a tablet or something, but you look out, and you can see this when you go to a sporting event. If the lights go down, people invariably take out their phones, and it's a sea of blue lights. And this is what the world is right now, is people with a phone. And the title of ubiquitous access to everyone is just that. So, again, when you couple mobile with social, you now have the ability to reach new donors. You have the ability to extend the conversation. You promote the ability for people to share. And it's all right there in the palm of their hand. So many times I've talked about in my blog about how a PC page on a mobile phone is not a mobile strategy. So what happens when a mobile does go to a PC site? So let's say that a person searches for you, they find you, and your primary domain points to your PC site. So somebody waits, and it renders on their phone. It's very hard to see. It takes a lot of pinching and swiping. This article from Mobile Marketer says that 40% of shoppers, so this is the for-profit world, but it still applies to the nonprofit world, that they won't come back. They won't return. They won't search for you again, and they'll go on to somebody else. And the highlighted statement at the end, when it comes to making and breaking customer relationships, it's all happening on mobile devices. So if you give them a great experience and you satisfy their interest or their impulse to give on their mobile phone, chances are you're going to enhance your loyalty rather than frustrating somebody with going with your PC pages on a mobile phone, which, again, is not a mobile strategy. Back in June of last year, Google, in their infinite wisdom, decided that they would start demoting the search rank of anybody's domain if you do not have a mobile-optimized version. And so this highlighted box here says, Google said last week that it will begin demoting sites in mobile search if they are not mobile friendly or are misconfigured. This means that marketers don't follow the Google guidelines, they could see their search rank drop. This is very, very important to look at, and is something that is easily solved by having a great mobile experience tied to your primary domain. So in the for-profit world, you see when you go to some place like ESPN.com, they send your mobile phone to a great experience. That is a mobile-optimized experience, and it satisfies Google's SEO requirements that are stated here. If, however, you are relying on your PC site to be your mobile site, Google is saying, I will demote your search rank. And so all nonprofits can deploy a small amount of code, you usually go to your hosting company, and say to them, hey, I would like mobile visitors to my primary domain to be redirected to a mobile presence that I have here, and here is the URL. Many of our customers have done this, and here's an example of just one of our customers. The site on the left is their Raise mobile site. The site on the right was what showed up on a mobile phone when I visited their URL. So now you can see the difference. On the left, I can easily find the donate button. On the right, it's a little bit harder. And certainly, the pages that are going to render from the site on the right are going to take longer to load. They're going to be harder to navigate, and it starts to waste the few minutes of time that I took to visit their site. With the one on the left, everything's easy to see. It's easy to navigate. Everything renders quickly, and it's fast to load. This was an interesting tidbit that I found. So if somebody does go to your website and they're looking around, what do they want to do? Well, Blackbaud says 42% of boomers say they've given online. Only 23% say they visit your site to stay connected. So your giving experience online is vitally important. There was an article that came out a couple of weeks ago where the Chronicle of Philanthropy really gave some bad grades to some people for their online donation processing experience. So really what you have to have today, much like the for-profit world does with E and M commerce, is have a great experience so that when somebody does decide to give, they're able to do that quickly without having to labor through many pages to complete their donation, which studies have shown, and I've got a statistic later, usually results in an abandoned donation, much like an abandoned cart in the for-profit world. This is a interesting data point that we were able to pull from the Millennial Impact Report of 2012. And it's very interesting to me because they went and talked to millennials about their use of text to give. For many people, for many experts in the nonprofit space, for people that are publishing books today, they will tell you that text to give is the way to go. It gets repeated often and is certainly highlighted in disaster situations like we've seen with the typhoon, Haiti, any of the big natural disasters that people rally around and try to help their fellow humans with recovery. But when they talked to them in this report, they said 80% had given on a smartphone, had done this via text message. But the statement at the end there points out what they feel, and this is why I would never use text to give. They would prefer to use a mobile website, but restated that it has to be easy for them to give in the moment. So they don't want to be limited to $10, which is a good thing for anybody that's trying to raise money. They don't want the money on their phone bill, and coming from a carrier, working at Sprint, I know what happens. You see a charge on your phone bill. You don't know what it is. You thought you gave to a particular cause. It shows up as Acme Corp on your bill. You think your bill's been spammed with some erroneous charges. You call the carrier, and the first thing the carrier wants to do is get you off the phone. So they ask you, if I take this off your bill, will you go ahead and pay your bill? And of course, the person says yes. So here the millennials are saying, yeah, I've done this, but I don't want to do this. I'd rather give through a mobile website that's been optimized to make it easy for me to give in the moment. And that's something that every nonprofit expert should take to heart, because this is actual third-party data. And we've talked to nonprofits here in Kansas City where we're based, and they have said that aside from their support of a particular hurricane, the Joplin tornado that hit a few years back, they estimated that only 3% of the people that had actually put the text to give charge on their bill actually paid it. So what that means is it's not very effective. It's also very, very expensive. And it's also only available to people that are making over $500,000 a year. So it's something that for disasters, it's very good. But for day-to-day fundraising, for things that aren't really a disaster, like a hurricane or a typhoon or an earthquake or something like that, it can be very, very challenging. We've had customers try text to give for a year and then come back and say, I'll never do that again. In fact, there's a podcast on our website that was done by the Chronicle of Philanthropy where the expert comes on and says, you should use text to give. And one of our customers comes on and goes, yeah, we won't do text to give. We use Raise Mobile, and this is what we've done. So here's some more information about what the millennials have said in the 2013 report. So 83% of them, they have a smartphone. 75% of millennials like, retweet, or share content in social media. So, again, the connection between mobile phones and social media will never be broken. 52% of them are interested in monthly giving. You should enable monthly giving, especially since it's through somebody's phone, and that can be an impulse that they act on when they want to do something through their phone. How the millennials prefer to give, there you see text to give at the very bottom, just above over the phone. Many people don't even answer their home phone or even have a landline anymore, so text to give, in my mind, is really sort of at the bottom. And even people like Blackbaud have said text to give is on its way out, and the rise of the mobile internet is really going to be where the action is and where the most promise is for nonprofits. 70% of millennials are willing to raise money for you. So the ability for you to give them the option to go out and crowdfund for you, that is very, very important, because many of these groups, they feel very passionate about you. While they do not have a lot of disposable income, they have something that I like to call social currency, and that is they can introduce you to all of their friends, and those friends may make a gift, or their friends may have rich relatives, and you get introduced to them. And indeed, we've seen many of our campaigns from our customers come back, and they'll tell us about half the donors they gave to that particular campaign are brand new. So that points to the power of mobile and social working together, and the power of people taking your message out to their friend group and their social media followers to show, you know, their social media followers what they're about and what they stand for. They love success stories. They like hearing about things you're doing. Increasingly, video is very, very important to have user-generated content to say, this is a success. You meet the people that are being served. You see what's going on, and it's a very, very powerful medium. So this is the one that I was talking about a little bit earlier. This is from an agency called Open Fundraising, and this came out last year. The gist of this one is the quote in the middle, more than 50% of people who attempted to give up. They are leaving because you are not optimized. I always encourage nonprofits when I present to them live, take out your phone, go right now to your mobile donation page. Go to your PC donation page for many of them, and look at it on your mobile phone. You know, would you go through this experience? And oftentimes they give me kind of a sour look because they know what it looks like. And for many, this is the only experience they have. So if people, again, are searching for you and they're motivated to give because that's what they do more than learn about you, this is amazing, because what this is saying is you're losing donations right now because it's just too hard to navigate your PC pages. And again, even going back to the Chronicle of Philanthropy piece from a few weeks ago, they pointed out and said, well, you know, even on a PC, your PC donation pages are often too hard to complete. So this is just pointing it out from a third-party source to say you've got to make your mobile experience optimized so that you don't lose donations. And as this slide points out, you know, the difference is easy to see. So I always ask people, which one is mobile-friendly? And they always tell me, well, it's the one on the left. And I say, no, actually the one on the right is branded as mobile-friendly by one of our competitors. And this is a screenshot taken off of my phone. I can't read that page. So here again, my first action in looking at that page is pinching and swiping to figure out what's going on and then moving on to another page. For the one on the left, I'm already picking my amount that I want to give. I'm engaged at that point. I pick my amount, and I want to go to the next step. If I'm still pinching and swiping, I'm wasting the donor's time. And I know this from doing TV on cell phones. People will give you about a minute to do something on your phone, and then they're off to the next thing. That's why a lot of people are you know, saying that mobile phones causes ADHD. So there's a big difference in the experiences, and it makes sense to have it as optimized as possible, like the one on the left. So here's another example. This is a local nonprofit. This is a view of a donation page, you know, on our platform, and this is a view of somebody else's donation page. Here again, my first action is data entry. I'm moving through the process. My first action for the one on the right, it's going to take up too much of my time, and I probably will quit, like the research piece from Open Fundraising said. It matters, and this is where, you know, you point to the experts and you say to yourself, well, speed matters. So here are Amazon and Google, and they're sweating about milliseconds in their process because they know that it impacts the bottom line. This is the new paradigm that everybody's living in when it comes to the Internet. Speed matters. You have to move people, especially when they're making a charitable contribution to you. You have to move them through the process quickly. And if you're worried about getting data from them and wanting to know more about them, you can get pretty much a good snapshot of who the donor is with name, address, email address, all of those kinds of things. And if you want to fill out additional information about them, try to get that later, but don't worry about that when they're there to make a gift. If they're there to make a gift, let them make their gift. With 9 out of 10 mobile searches leading to action, this points back to the need to have a mobile-optimized version. So over half leading to purchase, this points to an experience out of the for-profit world, but it echoes the notion that if they're there to make a gift, you need to let them make the gift easy, and it needs to be a great experience. So this is vitally important if 9 out of 10 searches lead to action and over half lead to purchase. You want that sort of statistic working in your favor rather than having it work against you. Just to kind of cement the point a little bit further, 70% of mobile searches lead to action within an hour. So that points to the immediacy, that points to the impulsivity of mobile. Let them do what they want to do. Give them a great experience that's going to be easy to navigate, easy to give, fast to load, easy to share. That's another good thing, easy to share. Nobody wants to share a bad experience with their friends and have their friends go, why'd you share that with me? I couldn't get to the page to load, or I couldn't find what I was looking for. So as we looked at what we were going to go build with Raise Mobile, we said all of these things, you know, matter to us, and these are sort of pillars that we want to build on. So you need mobile sites that render quickly and are easy to navigate. Here's 4 different templates. We have more than this, but these are 4 different templates showing the variety, the color scheme, the customization that you've got, and all of these render quickly, they're really easy to navigate, and you never have to hunt for the donate button. It's always presented. And again, if you're relying on your PC site to be your mobile experience, studies say that they won't wait, they don't like pinching and swiping, and certainly, as Open Fundraising said, you're probably going to end up losing some donations. So when I talk about the donation process, what should a donation process look like? Well, this is a fast, expedited donation process. Number 1 and 2 are actually the same screen. I pick my dollar amount of $15, and here in this example, much like Amazon and much like iTunes, we've allowed the donor to store their credentials. These are the for-profit habits that your nonprofit can leverage to expedite donations and make giving fast. In this example, I myself have done this. I've stored my Visa credit card. I can make a donation to any platform, much like I can buy any merchandise from Amazon or any song from iTunes in as little as 20 seconds. So the ability for me to make a gift to anybody on our platform in 20 seconds fits with that need to serve the impulse and get that donation from that supporter and then continue the conversation with that supporter on an ongoing basis. But now when you ask for a repeat donation and it becomes something that only takes 20 seconds, this is why Amazon is very, very good with its one click, and this is why Apple, you know, the iTunes store tends to be a preferred place to go to buy music and apps. So in step 3, I'm just confirming my information. Yep, that's all correct. And I hit donate, and I'm done. So I've timed this experience, and depending on my wireless connection, it can be as little as 20 seconds to complete. So when you think about people searching for things, here again, they're out there looking around for things and they want to make a purchase. Never worry about having somebody have to put their credit card information into a mobile phone. Mobile commerce is growing at a skyrocketing rate, and you can not worry about any PCI issues if you're using platforms that process billions of transactions annually and then remove all of your PCI issues off of your plate. And this applies to things like direct mail. Certainly asking someone to fill out a credit card form with pen and paper in the direct mail piece can be replaced by something more secure by giving them the option to go to a mobile optimized website right then and there with their phone, either through a URL that's listed there or through a QR code that they can scan. And yes, people will scan QR codes, which is another thing that the nonprofit experts will tell you, nobody scans QR codes. Don't get me started on that kind of thing. The reason that they say that is too many people are using QR codes to, again, point to a non-optimized experience. Nobody wants to scan a QR code, wait for the results, have the results be, you know, something they have to pinch and swipe their way through, and then they go, it's the QR code's fault. The QR code is just doing what it was supposed to do, and that is take you to a destination. We have seen QR codes lead to donations. So here again, search, mobile, social, purchases being made, it's the same kind of behavior that has driven the e-commerce world on the PC side of things, and it is not really, should be no concern. And actually, if you're, you know, choosing the right platform, it can absolve you of a lot of PCI concerns, which is a great thing, while making it really, really easy for the donor to make their donations 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, multiple donations, repeat donations, which is what every nonprofit wants to go after. So this is a success story. So I've talked a lot about, you know, what the industry status is, where things are headed, you know, what's the right way to do it. You know, Text to Give started, and it's great for disasters, but it's really sort of wearing out. And certainly we've seen our fair share of customers that have tried it and said that they will never do it again. So here is an actual customer success story, and then I'll share another one with you that I didn't have time to make a slide because it just happened. So here's a local arts organization. We have customers all over the United States helping all sorts of different causes with their mobile engagement, mobile fundraising. But this particular one held a campaign called Time to Give. Time to Give action happened on the summer solstice day last year, so June 21st. The 14 hours, 55 minutes, and 9 seconds, that was the total money that they were trying to raise. They tried to raise $14,559 in one day. They had a hashtag, so they completely recognized that social media was going to be a very, very powerful thing for them. They didn't spend a lot of time preparing. It was mostly done through digital means, a little bit of QR codes on some printed material, you know, QR codes on direct mail, on printed material, on handouts and things like that. Just gives people the mobile option, and we always recommend just putting something there that says, scan this with your mobile phone to visit our mobile site or to make a mobile donation. That way somebody knows that you've taken the time to prepare a great experience for them and they're not being redirected to a PC site. So they raised over $14,500 in that day. It was a very successful campaign for them. I talked to them last week. They're going to do it again. Their goal is even higher. They're going to try to raise $20,000 in one day. But over 70% of it came through their Raise Mobile site, and it was just a simple campaign page that they were able to create in minutes. They were able to push it out through the means that I've described here, and they were able to accept donations. And the donations, I'm trying to recall, but I think the donations averaged about $60 a piece, with some of the donations totaling in the hundreds of dollars. The biggest donation that we've seen on our platform was in December. It was from a single tweet to one of our smallest nonprofits. This nonprofit got a $2,000 donation after one of their supporters saw a tweet and decided to give in December. So very, very powerful. It points again to the notion of people will give through their phones. You've got to make it easy for them. They will enter their credit card information. It's all secure. It's the highest security that you can get in commerce for credit card information security and protection. The other success story I want to share with you is one that just happened earlier this month. We have a large faith-based customer here in Kansas City that joined our platform in February and immediately set about launching a campaign to raise $25,000. We checked, and these statistics are ongoing because they're still running the campaign. We checked with them on the 10th of September, so they kicked off their campaign, or excuse me, the 10th of March. They kicked off their campaign on March 1st, and after 10 days, they had raised over $14,000 through their Raise Mobile site. So here again, people sharing, people spreading the word, people making donations through their mobile phone, and I believe that they are on target to meet their goal of $25,000. They enlisted a wide audience. They had a sports team helping them get the word out, and it was a really, really interesting and great thing to see, because here again, we saw a couple of $1,000 donations. We saw several $100 donations. And again, the average gift was between $50 and $60. So as you think about that as compared to text to give, I'd rather have a $60 gift from somebody that I know, you know, who they are and when they gave it to me, and I get my money right away, versus the situation with text to give where, again, the millennials have said, I don't want my donation capped, and a lot of the text to give services won't share the donor information with you, so you don't know who these people are. So lots of success stories coming off of our platform, and they point to an affirmation of all of the slides that I've gone through prior that talk about here's the way to go build a business. This is what drove us. This is what guided us in creating Raise Mobile. And we're looking forward to a lot more success stories. Hopefully some of you on this webinar will come aboard our platform, and the next time we do one of these webinars, maybe you guys will be one of our success stories. But that's pretty much my presentation, and I'll throw it back to Carolyn, and we can go through any Q&A that is out there. I'm happy to answer questions. I love answering questions because this is all about helping you, and this is all about us trying to serve you with our industry knowledge and what we've seen off of our platform.
Dale, I have a couple of questions here. One of them addresses the availability of the platform in Canada.
We've had a number of inquiries from Canada and have just not gone international yet. If you'd like to send us an email, so you can just send an email to me. It's dale@raisemobile.com. I will let you know just as soon as we go to Canada, but there are some things that we can do to serve Canada, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about them, because there's features on our platform that don't translate to Canada. Our unlimited text messaging uses North American dialing code, so if we can get you a number in Canada that will work, chances are we could probably work with you. Our address system for your account is built for continental U.S. and obviously U.S. properties. Alaska and Hawaii are no problem either. So it's built for U.S. addresses versus Canadian addresses. But there's all things that we can do to look at working around that. And certainly our campaign tools are something that you could easily take advantage of. So send me an email, and we can take that discussion online or offline and talk about it there. But we would love to go to Canada, because we're really just driven by helping nonprofits deal with what's happening with mobile. When you think about what happened to Microsoft, Microsoft has missed mobile. Their old CEO came and said, yeah, we blew it. And then you look at Nokia. Nokia used to be the mobile phone to have. They blew it. You look at BlackBerry. They blew it. It's really, really not that easy to get mobile right. And certainly I don't want to see nonprofits going out and spending tens of thousands of dollars to create a mobile website, or spending tens of thousands of dollars to redo their PC site when all of the traffic is shifting to mobile. With today's technology, as Caroline talked about at the start of the webinar, it's easy to go use a shared platform and not have to pay through the nose. $10,000 to build a basic mobile website is about 9 years' worth of platform access on our service.
All right, Dale. The question, is there a limit on the number of donations that can be processed in a day?
No limit. Nope. None whatsoever.
All right.
When the donations are processed, they go directly to your merchant account or your PayPal account. We do not touch the money. Many services out there like the money to go to them, and then they say you'll get your money, you know, 3 days, 5 days, 2 weeks, a month, whatever it is. We don't touch the money. The money's yours. This is a relationship that we're helping foster between you and your donors, you and your supporters. So money goes straight to you when it's donated, and no limits. The Time to Give campaign, the number of donations were in the 250 donations total. The other campaign that I talked about at the beginning of this month was around the same number, actually. So,
all right. Would you talk a little about the payment process and the donation process relating to our merchant gateway and their merchant account or PayPal account?
Yeah, absolutely. What we do is we take the information that points to your merchant account. So there's a thing in the banking industry called a VAR sheet, V-A-R, and we take that VAR sheet to our gateway processor. We use Braintree Payment Solutions in Chicago. They were recently purchased by PayPal for $800 million for their mobile expertise. We use Braintree to connect your merchant account to your green donate button on your Raise Mobile site so that when donations are made, they go directly to your merchant account. All of your reporting that you get from your merchant account is completely fulfilled, and then we send the donor a thank you email, all the money is yours, and we bill for our services in arrears, which again means we don't touch the money. So if you started today on Raise Mobile, you would not see a bill until April 1st, and we also do not operate with a contract. And so I myself don't like services that have a contract that lock me into things, because I think that's a excuse for them to provide poor service because I can't leave. It's a leftover from my time at Sprint. I hated being under a wireless contract, and so we don't have a contract because I don't like contracts.
Very good. And in that vein, obviously, you briefly touched on the PCI compliance. Will you touch on that right here in relation to Braintree?
Braintree's gateway is PCI DSS level 1, which is a fancy way of saying the highest security that you can have. If a donor stores their credit card information, it is stored as a token. So the only way to process that transaction, we don't store the information. We don't see the information because our platform is web-based. It's not an app. We don't use apps. We don't ask people to download apps. We use the browser, which gives you the best scale. So the apps, the donor page, it is built on the Braintree platform. So it points to your merchant account there. And if somebody does store their credentials, all we see is Dale Canoop is token 123456. And if Dale Canoop ever makes a donation, they just say use token 123456 Braintree, and Braintree stores the credit card data. Braintree, again, processes billions of transactions a year for large web-based platforms like Living Social, Airbnb. You can go to their website. You can see their security, but if they've been purchased by PayPal for almost $1 billion, you can rest assured that they've got a very, very secure service.
Very good. If an organization is already using a giving platform that provides mobile services, what are the advantages or disadvantages of using Raise Mobile to develop a mobile site?
The advantage is, you know, do you have a mobile site, and how does it look on a phone? So that's one consideration. I wrote a blog that's on our website today that you can go and say these are the things that you should consider when you're looking at a mobile platform. Certainly, I haven't seen many nonprofits take on the ability to let a donor store credentials securely in order to make repeat gifts fast and secure. And that's something that we can offer. And we've got some nonprofit customers on our platform that have elected just to use our donation processing capability alongside a great mobile website. And so there's things that our donation processing does that many times are sort of unattainable for nonprofits due to budget and their desire to take on that kind of risk. We've taken that on for you, and anybody, again, if I store my credentials, I can give to anybody on our platform in 20 seconds or less.
Very good. Will you talk briefly about the cost and the processing fees?
Yeah, our platform charges are $29 a month, and we do have a variable cost of 3.9% of donations processed into your merchant account or your PayPal account. The 3.9 is there to help us cover our variable costs, which are primarily unlimited text messaging. So we do have text messaging as a communication channel. And as many of you may or may not know, 95% of text messages are opened within 3 minutes. So, again, you think about one of the most powerful communication channels, especially with younger supporters. You can have unlimited text messaging on our platform and have as many people in your text message group as you want. So that helps. The 3.9 helps us cover that, the hosting of your website, the storage of as many credit cards as your donors opt in to save at Braintree. And the 3.9 also helps us operate without a contract, and it also helps us offer our platform for less than $1 a day. So when you think about the need to not let Google demote your search rank, and you can solve that for less than $1 a day, I'd be out there doing that. And there's another great feature that we built into our platform, and that is you can have a business or organization sponsor your Raise Mobile site, and they can be listed on your Raise Mobile site. And that's a great way to offset the cost completely, potentially, or even more than that, of using our service. And hopefully you're doing something else that we see a lot of success with our customers, and that is engaging in workplace giving. So you can give businesses and organizations their own campaign page, and they can share it with their coworkers, their customers, their social network, their vendors, and raise money for you while they are your sponsor. So that's a great thing that we can offer on our platform. But, again, it's just $29 a month with no contract and that small variable rate to help us cover our variable costs.
All right. And then the follow-up to that is this a comprehensive platform for traditional online and mobile giving, or is it just a mobile donation site?
No, there's about 16 different content modules that you can use in the content platform to post videos, put up your Pinterest page, list events, let people register for those events using Eventbrite. There's just a wealth of content that you can choose to use and use that to continually engage people. But remember, in the world of mobile, less is more. They're not going to come to your mobile site and spend half an hour looking around. They're going to come there. They're going to look around. If it was an appeal for a donation, they're going to have a great donation experience. And, again, pointing back to that information from Blackbaud, most people are going to your PC site to make a donation, not to check you out.
Okay. And, again, it is not an app. It is a browser?
No, it's not an app. We use the browser, so it's all HTML, which makes it really, really easy to share. It makes it really, really quick to act on. So, you know, if you said, now take out your phone and go to the marketplace and download this app, that's not really what you want. What you want is take out your phone and you know, text give to this phone number and please make a donation. And that's just way easier, way more scalable. And frankly, it helps you with the Google SEO issue a lot more because now you've got a mobile-optimized website that can be redirected when people try to visit your primary domain. So,
very good. What information does the organization get about the donor?
We get everything that we can about the donor, so full name, address, email address, everything about the donation. Whether it was PayPal or merchant account, campaign name, the donor can enter an intention. So they can say, you know, this one's for the kids or, you know, this is in memory of my grandmother, whatever that might be. In the crowdfunding campaigns, if it's a donation as a result of crowdfunding, you'll see the crowdfunding supporter that drove the donation to you. So it's really a wealth of information It's about 20 fields of information that you get about the donor, and the beauty of it is you get all that information in real time, and it comes in a CSV file, and many of the leading CRM platforms that are out there have CSV importation capability, and that can easily be taken over to those platforms and imported there so that you can continue the conversation with the donor, whether it's through direct mail. You know, direct mail is not going to go away, and it's still an effective channel, obviously, for driving people online, so you can continue to use it for those purposes, but you get everything about the donor.
All right. What about engaging your supporters with text messaging rather than just using text messaging for giving?
You can obviously, we got that with unlimited text messaging. We provide it as a communication channel. We're looking at it and we're saying, you know, we know that you're working as a nonprofit to build your email list. Here's a great way for you to now build a base of people that have said, yes, I do want to get text messages from you. I do want to get updates. I want to learn about events. I want to watch your videos. I want to see the pictures you put on Pinterest. You know, all the different content modules that we offer. Now you've got the ability to build a large text messaging group. This is very, very popular in Europe. There are many nonprofits in Europe that have thousands of people in their text messaging group. So when we talk to small nonprofits and we say, well, what happens when the air conditioner goes out? They go, well, you know, we have some people that we usually call. What if you've got 2,000 people in a text message group and you can send a text message to 2,000 people saying, help, we need our air conditioner fixed? You're going to get somebody, you're going to get 95% of those people that are going to open that thing within 3 minutes, and you're going to get action. And it's just a communication channel that we offer. Again, it's completely unlimited. There's no extra charges. And it's so very, very powerful for communication and for interacting with your supporters.
Other than QR codes, what are some ways to encourage donors to move from direct mail to a mobile or online gift?
The way to do that is to just keep offering it as an option. I mean, clearly, it's very, very secure to do a credit card donation either through a PC or, you know, I can't really say how secure your PCI status is, but I can assure you that our PCI status is as high as it gets in the industry. So it's a great way to protect your identity, right? Is, you know, protect your identity, go here on your mobile phone or go here with your PC. Or in the case of using the same URL, which we advocate strongly to protect your SEO rank, you just say, go here. So if your organization is SaveTheKittens.org, you can say, you can go to SaveTheKittens.org on your PC or your mobile phone to make a secure donation right now, and thank you for your gift, and stop asking people to write their personal information down on a piece of paper and handing it to a total stranger. I really think that's the thing about direct mail that scares me the most is you've got people putting that information down on a piece of paper and handing it to a total stranger, and in this day of identity security, it's better just to let them enter their information into something that's completely secure. And frankly, we can help you with your PC donation process as well. We have many of our customers that have converted all their donation pages over to us in order to maintain that security because they just don't want any PCI issues, and they want to make repeat gifts really, really easy.
All right. And in following up on your comments about Canada, someone wants to know when we'll be in Australia.
Send us an email and let's talk about that. I mean, our platform is web-based, so there's a good chance that we could probably help you. Our address fields aren't built for international, but certainly, you know, if there's a customer out there that wants us to become international, and we talk to our developers and see that going international is not a tremendous expense, then by all means, let's go international. We get asked about this all the time. We've been asked about coming over to Europe as well because they'd like to expand what they do. So send us an email, and we'll definitely try to work with you and We're really driven by a passion to help nonprofits go mobile because we just look at the future and go, this is happening at such a fast rate. The smartphone has really only been here for about 6 years, and the CEO at AT&T says, I think the next five are going to be even faster in the transition from the PC to the mobile phone. So, again, going back to that, well, what happens when one in four becomes one in three and you're relying on a PC site that doesn't render well? It's hard to navigate, and people just aren't really interested in dealing with it. So please send us an email, and let's get a conversation together, and we'd love to help you.
All right, and I think what may be the last question that I have so far is time frame for implementing Raise Mobile service once the application is complete, the steps that they go through to set up a site.
Yeah, on our website is a graphic, and the total amount of work to get going is less than an hour. It is very, very easy to get going. I like to say that using our platform is easier than using Facebook. Facebook is just not very intuitive to me. Our platform, we spend a great deal of time trying to make it very, very easy for anybody to do it yourself. It's a very DIY, do-it-yourself type platform. So if you know how to click, type, and upload, you're going to be up and running in no time. And the thing that we always stress here is, as much as we are about providing a great platform for going mobile, we strive even harder to provide great, great customer service. So we're going to be there at every step if you ever need any help. All you have to do is just reach out to us.
Dale, I think that's all the questions I have that I think we haven't covered yet.
Okay. Well, great. Those are all great questions. And, again, you can visit our website and send us an email. I threw out my email address earlier, dale@raisemobile.com. If you want to come and ask questions about anything, any topic about our platform, please just let me know, and I'd be happy to answer them for you.
Great. Thank you both so much. And it looks like we are just about out of time for today. On behalf of Raise Mobile and Fundraising Success, I want to thank you for attending today's webinar. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get more information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. Also, if you enjoyed what you heard here today, click on the FS widget below for a free subscription to Fundraising Success magazine. If you don't mind, please just take a quick minute to fill out a brief survey that will appear on your screen next. We would be very grateful. Your feedback will influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. And lastly, don't forget to join all of the Fundraising Success editorial team on April 10th here in Philadelphia for our second annual Engage conference. Just since you guys attended today's webinar, we will give you a promo code, Lucky Duck, as you see on the screen, for $100 off your registration. Thank you guys again, Dale, Reed, and thank you, everybody. We hope to see you next time.
Thank you, everyone.